You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 80, Writing More Without Burning Out. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast. I am Arshalita, and this is the podcast where we dive into the creative process and explore ways to enhance your writing without losing your passion. So today we're going to talk about a challenge that many of us have as writers, how to write more while avoiding the burnout. You know, let's talk about what burnout really is. And it's more than just feeling tired, because we all burn out just in our daily lives, you know, regardless if you're a writer or not. It's more than just feeling tired, though. It's really this state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion. And it's caused by just prolonged stress. Writers often face unique pressures. For us, it's deadlines. It's the self-imposed goals, and it's this constant demand for creativity. We're being pulled in so many different directions, and we feel like we have to be creative across the board. And that is, you know, in our writing, on social media, we have to do all the things in order to reach all the people. And that's just not the case. But burnout can sneak up on you. One day you're excited about a project, and the next it feels like a chore. It feels like a job that you have to get done. And so if we recognize the signs of burnout, then we can get a handle on it. Feeling fatigued, irritable, decreased productivity, lack of motivation. If you find yourself feeling this way in terms of your writing, it might be time to reassess your whole writing routine. And routine is the key. I know that I thrive best with a routine, whether it's in just my day-to-day life and especially in my writing. Establishing a sustainable routine, that's the first thing. So how can we write more without succumbing to the burnout? First, let's talk about a routine. Set realistic goals. Instead of aiming for a chapter a day, try writing a scene or even a paragraph or just the framework of your poem. Break larger projects down into manageable bite-sized chunks. And use techniques to block off time. Whether you use a particular app on your phone or you use like a stopwatch or something, set maybe 25 minutes of focused writing and then take a 5 to 10 minute break. And this will help keep your mind fresh and focused. I do this and it really helps me, because if I try to sit down for long periods of time without any breaks and try to zone in, it really doesn't help me. What also helps is to aim for a daily word count that feels achievable. And we know that consistency is key, so find a number that fits your lifestyle. You know, if you're someone that, you know, you have children at home and you have all of these things to do and a lot of responsibilities going on outside of your writing, then, you know, fix yourself with a word count that's achievable, as opposed to, you know, having a little bit more time, you might have a larger word count. Also, allow yourself to write when the inspiration strikes rather than forcing it into this rigid schedule. sometimes if you set like a certain time to write every day, that may work for some people, while others, you're not able to do that because nothing is rising to the surface. You don't have anything to give to the page. So if you're in a situation where you can write when you get inspired, then that may work better for you. You really have to understand yourself as a writer and how you write and what inspires you to write. And then you can determine what a good schedule is for you. Remember that writing isn't a race. You're not competing against anyone except yourself. Writing is a journey. So you don't have to keep up with what everyone else is doing. The next thing is finding inspiration. You know, we hit on that about writing when you're inspired. How do we find the inspiration and joy? So let's talk about how to keep your writing enjoyable and inspired. First thing is to mix things up. And this is a big one for me because I like changing up my environment, or the way that I write. Sometimes I will sit down with my notepad and my pen. Other times I need my laptop. Or sometimes I'm at home writing, while other times I need to get out and go to the bookstore or a coffee shop or the park or even a mall and just change up my scenery. It gives me a new perspective and it helps to re-energize my creativity. Also, reading widely. And what I mean by that is reading outside of your genre can inspire new ideas. Even though I'm a poet, I don't just read all poetry. I expose myself to different styles, different narratives, you know, different genres that can influence my work. Engage with other writers. This is a big one for all of us creatives. Join writing groups, even online or workshops, and it helps sharing your experiences and feedback. It can re-energize your writing and remind you that you're not alone. I belong to an online writing group, and we meet every Friday online on Zoom. And I can tell you that setting aside that 1 hour a week is something that I not only look forward to, but it really helps to energize my writing, to learn what everyone else is working on. And you can be an inspiration to each other, encourage each other. It makes a big difference. And also celebrate your small wins. Acknowledge your progress. When you set a goal to write a paragraph or to finish a poem or to write a certain number of sentences, when you complete that goal, acknowledge that progress, no matter how small it is. Treat yourself when you hit your milestones. It helps to reinforce your positive habits. Next is to incorporate self-care. And I want to make sure that this is something that you take seriously. For writers, it's really important that we incorporate self-care into our writing process. It's really essential for sustainable writing. First thing you can do to integrate this into your routine is physical activity. Regular exercise helps boost your creativity. And I know for me, taking walks is huge. It helps clear my mind, helps get fresh air into my lungs. It really helps to boost my mood. And if my mood is good, my creativity is going to be even better. mindfulness and meditation, take a few minutes each day to practice mindfulness. And I know that, you know, we talk about meditation a lot, but meditation and mindfulness are different. And both can help reduce stress, improve your focus, which in turn is going to help your writing. Also, set boundaries. Protect your writing time and know when to step away. It's okay to take a break. And sometimes a little distance can help lead to greater clarity. And the last thing is to take rest. Rest and recharge. Ensure that you're getting enough sleep, enough downtime. Don't bombard yourself with your projects and what you need to do or what you think you need to do. Take the necessary time to rest. Creativity often thrives when your mind is well rested, when your body is well rested. And so make sure that you're taking that necessary time. So to wrap up this episode, remember that, again, writing is not a race. It's not a marathon. It's a journey. And by establishing a sustainable routine, finding joy in the process, prioritizing your self-care, you can write more without burning out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and subscribe. And yes, it does matter. Share your own tips for avoiding burnout on and send me a message. Leave your comments and let me know what you do to avoid burnout and how you take care of yourself when it comes to your writing routine. Let's support each other in our writing journeys, right? If you have any questions or comments for me, reach out to me on social media. I am at Arshalita Writes on all platforms, or send me an email and I definitely will respond. Thanks for tuning in to the Fearless Inc. podcast. Keep writing, keep being inspired, and take care of yourself. Until next time, take care.